War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. War, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. War, it's nothing but a heartbreaker. What friend, and that's the undertaker. War shattered many a young man's dreams, made him disabled, bitter and mean. Life is much too precious to spend fighting wars these days. Well, war can give life, it'll only take life away. I said, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. I said, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. War's nothing but a heartbreaker. War's only friend is the undertaker. Peace, love, and understanding. Tell me, is there no place for them today? They say we must fight to keep our freedom, but Lord knows it's gotta be a better way. I said, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Thousand mother's eyes. When the sons go to fight, and then they lose their lives. I said, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. I said, war, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Many a young man's dreams made him disabled, bitter and mean. Life is too precious to spend fighting wars these days. War can't give life, it can only take life away. Absolutely nothing, nothing, nothing. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. I said, war. Oh, it's a good one. George. So George, can you come up and help me play this, please?
Yeah.
Okay. The Boulder Creek's own harmonica whiz. It's George Gaunt.
He'll be here momentarily.
How about E major?
E major.
I know you love F, but it's just different. Tell a joke while they're on. It was mommy balloon, daddy balloon, and baby balloon. And baby balloon was a big boy now. He was 2 years old. So he got to sleep in his own bed in his own room and not with mommy and daddy anymore. He felt so grown up. Until one night there was a big, scary thunderstorm. Bang, crash. So baby balloon was very scared. So he went into mommy and daddy's room, but they were fast asleep. And he tried to squeeze into the bed, but he was a bigger boy now. And he squeezed, squeak, 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 trying to squeeze into the bed. But he couldn't get in. He thought, oh, what will I do? What will I do? I'm so scared. He said, I know, I let a little bit of air out of daddy. So he let a bit of air out of daddy. Let a little bit of air out of daddy. And then he tried again. And he tried to shove his way in. Squeak, squeak. Couldn't quite get in. I let a little bit out of mummy in as well. She won't mind, she won't notice. Psst. He tries again to squeeze in. Squeak, squeak, still can't quite get in. I'll let a little bit of air out of myself. And he lets a little bit of air out of himself. Psst. And he squeezes, and he finally makes it into the bed between mummy and daddy. And he feels safe and secure. And even though the storm is raging, he falls fast asleep. And in the morning, he wakes up and daddy's looking at him with a very angry look. And daddy says, I want a word with you, young man. Not only have you let me down, you've let your mother down. Worst of all, you've let yourself down.